The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, sticking with Brexit, for those on the Remain side of the fence in the UK this weekend, it will be particularly tough. We asked Derry writer Seamus O'Reilly, well known for his newspaper columns and his Twitter profile, Seamus It Ever Was, to give his thoughts on the UK leaving.
It's said there's been a million bad marriages, but never a bad divorce.
What Robert is trying to say is that we are getting a divorce.
Don't do this.
No. No.
They say if someone wants out of the relationship, it's dead in the water there and then. And any regrets should be placed somewhere else.
Mr. Speaker, the British people have voted to leave the European Union.
On the day of the vote, it may have seemed like Brexit was a relationship dashed on the rocks before its time was up.
It was not the result I wanted, nor the outcome that I believe is best for the country I love.
But now maybe it's more a husband finally leaving after 3.5 years of camping out in the guest bedroom, growing angrier and more resentful all the while.
It is directly your fault.
Robert.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
It's not just that he's declared loudly for all to hear that he was no longer in love.
You made Nancy and I resent each other.
He could have handled that better, but these things happen. It's more than he seems incapable of having any other conversation.
Brexit.
Brexit.
Brexit. Brexit.
I think that the scariest thing about Brexit is the name Brexit.
No matter what else has been going on in his life, has anything else been going on? His clothes are untidy. His health is deteriorating. He's missing days at work.
We're now leaving on the 31st of October, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And all because he seems intent on decrying his ex for all or else.
I go to a supermarket and a banana is straight. I'm just sick of the silly rules that come out of Europe.
Bananas changed? It was bananas, what did it, was it?
And loudly speculating on the supermodels and sports cars in his future.
Who needs a new supermodel?
It's not just that he no longer wants to be with her, you understand. It's that she crushed his ambition, restricted his freedom, stopped him from exploring his true, unadulterated self.
We just hate the European Union.
You might even agree with some of his criticisms. You remember harsh words and ruined dinners.
You hated me!
You hated me!
It's just the charges would be easier to accept if they weren't buried under talk of crimes you know never happened, or for which he himself was solely responsible. Sometimes it seems like his choice to keep repeating these things, even when shown evidence to the contrary, is a way of convincing himself, because backing down would mean losing face.
We could use some of that money to help alleviate, solve the pressures in the NHS that are caused by uncontrolled immigration.
It's a bit rich to hear the man who used to say we should be charged for using the NHS pretend that he's now the defender of the NHS.
Get that lie off your
book. May I respond to that?
For those of us from Northern Ireland, all of this signals less the loss of an irascible husband and more the potential departure of an increasingly distant dad. You were always a child of two houses. His love was professed throughout your parents' separation many years ago, which led to the joint custody you've lived under all your life.
We're getting a divorce.
What about Taco Tuesday?
Taco Tuesdays are still going down. Matter of fact, you're going to have two Taco Tuesdays, just one on Wednesday now.
But there were always signs he regretted having to look after you, however hard he'd fought for it at the time.
For 3 years, Stormont has been in the deep freeze, and the hope is that when politicians get back into this building, lubricated with more money from Westminster, that they will be able to start putting right those problems.
You got a little bit of pocket money, sure, but never really so much as you needed. Some small token, usually when the shoes were about to fall off your feet. Even these were never given warmly, but handed, testily, all pursed smile and arched eyebrow. Here, he'd say, mining deep pockets for a pound or two to stem the tide. Now watch what you spend it on, and don't say I never give you anything. Some of your siblings never wanted him for a dad. The custody battle saw to that. But they could take comfort in the fact you were all raised so close to your mother and you could see her all the time.
Hillura, a beautiful Irish word that invokes memory and also looks to the future, imagination, sauliach.
Others, enthralled to the charisma of this difficult man, never lessened their devotion one bit. They blame your mother most of all. You were difficult, rambunctious children sometimes, even though your anti-social behaviour had nothing to do with his parenting. I mean, how could it be his fault? And he was family. At the beginning of this divorce, you were told that just because he was finally leaving your mother, it didn't mean he loved you any less. 3 years on, things aren't so clear. He's never spoken the words to you, of course. He'd rather people didn't think him cruel, so much as beholden to a certain benevolent neglect. But you've seen those neighbours popping round at night. You've listened from the bottom step as they've said in private tones that Dad, maybe, perhaps, at long last, thinks it might be best if you live with your mum after all, somewhere down the line.
So this is a permanent new status, a permanent change in the relationship between the EU and Ireland on the one hand and the UK on the other, and we're going to have to work through it.
Whichever arrangement comes to pass from here on out, they've separated for good this time, and you'll remain a child of two houses still. It's clear they can't be together. Maybe this divorce will inspire some greater affection for you within his breast. Or perhaps next time you see him, he'll be more distant still, reduced in circumstance, newly free from the burdens of marriage, hoping perhaps to abandon fatherhood as well. Don't say I never give you anything, he'll bark over the fence he's just erected, counting a pale causeway of newly minted 50 p's in the palm of his outstretched hand. When the lights go out all over Europe, but forget about old Hollywood.
Seamus O'Reilly there.